Etched on a granite wall below a grave at Arlington National Cemetery, one can read the following words. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America can do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was born in Brookline, Massachusetts on May 29, 1917. Jack, as he was often called, was the second child of Joseph and Rose Kennedy, and together his parents raised 9 children. He attended Harvard University, where he graduated with honors. In World War II, he served in the Navy and commanded PT-109. When the ship was sunk, he risked his life to save his crew. Serving his country helped to shape his thoughts on the future of America's right to defend its freedom. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. JFK was the youngest man elected to the office of president. He was the first Boy Scout to become president. John Kennedy was the first Roman Catholic president. He was the first president that served in the Navy and the first to have earned a Purple Heart. The main challenges of his term in office were conflicts with Cuba, Russia, Vietnam, the Mafia, and concerns regarding civil rights. Hear the words of newly elected President Kennedy as he prepared to face the uncertainty of what would surely become his lasting legacy. In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom. In its hour of maximum danger, I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. President Kennedy was an ardent supporter of the civil rights movement. He, along with noted activist Martin Luther King, worked long and hard to help bring about positive change. On June 11, 1963, he addressed the nation and proclaimed the following thoughts. This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. It was founded on the principle that all men are created equal and that the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. I am therefore asking the Congress to enact legislation giving all Americans the right to be served in facilities which are open to the public, hotels, restaurants, theaters, retail stores, and similar establishments. This seems to me to be an elementary right. Its denial is an arbitrary indignity that no American in 1963 should have to endure. In the fall of 1963, President Kennedy turned his attention to his re-election campaign and decided that a trip to visit the South was long overdue. With First Lady Jacqueline by his side, he embarked on a 2-day trip that would take him to 5 major cities in the heartland of Texas. On the morning of November 22, 1963, a motorcade of political dignitaries traveled along a 10-mile route that wound through downtown Dallas. Since the earlier rain had stopped, the plastic bubble on top of the presidential limousine was removed. Overflow crowds of excited people lined the streets and waved frantically to the Kennedys. At approximately 12:30 p.m., the car turned off Main Street. As it was passing the Texas School Book Depository, gunfire suddenly rang out in the plaza, and life, as we knew it, was about to be changed.
Thank you. two of the three shots fired struck the president, causing him to slump over toward Mrs. Kennedy. The limousine sped off to Parkland Memorial Hospital, located just a few minutes away. However, doctors could do little to save him. A Catholic priest was summoned to administer the last rites, and at 1 p.m., John F. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was pronounced dead. For 4 days, the world stood still while people from all walks of life mourned the loss of their beloved JFK. On November 25th, he was laid to rest. As people struggled to make sense of a senseless act and to articulate their feelings about his life and legacy, many recalled these words from his inaugural address. With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking for his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.